Thank you very much, Tim, for the introduction. I would like to start. I will give you some example about practical work we are doing within Ettin. I will give you some concrete examples. This is also a kind of learning session. First of all, the foundation for this is that we must realize that we are working in systems, and the system we are working is very complex and adaptive. That means that we cannot work as we've done before, especially when it comes to problem-solving. We need to realize we can't use traditional methods to solve problems. We need to find methods where solutions emerge as we work with them. That leads us to that we need to also find new ways to do, for example, procurement. When it comes to Innovation Policy 3.0, where we actually address the SDGs and also the fact that we have planetary boundaries that we need to adapt to, the Innovation Policy 3.0 is very clear on pointing out direction, directionality. We need to experiment, we need to articulate demand for new solutions, and we need to work actively with learning. That led us to, within the network Ettin, European Transformative Innovation Network, which is hosted by UNECE. We saw the need to develop a work stream where we could share experiences and learnings working with innovation-enhancing procurement. This has also been pointed out in several policy outlooks made by UNECE that innovation-enhancing procurement is one of the keys to reach the SDGs. This work stream, we have had several seminars, and we have ongoing seminars, and I want to point out it's open. For Ettin members, it's open, so please join us in this network. Now, crash course in 4 minutes from four countries, okay? First case, we had a seminar with Sweden, and I'm heavily involved as a subject matter expert in Sweden, but I will refer to them as them to seem to be objective. Okay, key findings from Sweden. We need to twist the way we look at the process when it comes to innovation-enhancing procurement. Think innovation process with procurement as an enabler for the innovation, not vice versa. 90% innovation, 10% procurement. We need to realize that innovation in this matter need to be co-creative, so make the innovation-enhancing procurement like a co-creation process. We cannot control the outcome, but we can control the process, which means to minimize risk, we need to have an affordable loss principle in each step we do in the innovation procurement. Scaling is key. Scaling means that we, in the process, also need to facilitate venture development. We want the suppliers to be able to sell more of the innovative solutions to more public organizations all over the world, and it's also a matter of market shaping. Scale. That was Sweden. We had a seminar together with Georgia and Norway, which was enormously enlightening because what Georgia presented, and as you, John Michael, already mentioned, they have a transformational experiences in their own work of developing a new procurement law from ground up. Kashka, you were a part of that team, and you told us that we worked within the ministry as we were a startup team, and we really pushed the system. That was a transformation in itself. The focus in the new public procurement law is the transition to circular economy and energy efficiency. Especially, they also mentioned that the way to make impact is, of course, to have a very impressive upskilling program for all the procurers all over Georgia. Maybe Kashka can mention something of that because that was really impressed on us all, that you really need to take the skills out in the field because it's the massive amount of procurements that create impact. Of course, learning from others, because Georgia has not only learned from John Michael, but also from Norway and other countries. We had Norway on the stage as well, And they told us that so far they have done roughly 400 innovation procurements since 2016, and that's not enough. It's only a few percent of the procurements that's actually innovative. Not enough, and scaling is still an issue in Norway. And they admit that only 25% of the public sector bodies think they have sufficient knowledge about innovative enhancing procurement, which means there is a need for upskilling in all our countries. And they also told us that they are working now very thoroughly with starting initiatives to have a structured data collection. What we learned from Norway is that ecosystem support and funding mechanism is crucial, and also to reach outside the box with those procurements. So don't approach the usual suspects. Take use of your innovation ecosystem and reach out to startups and scale-ups. That is key. Then the last seminar we had was with an initiative from United Nations and ITU called United for Smart Sustainable Cities. It's a global initiative. And we were kindly introduced by Ralph to the team of this initiative, and that has been very enlightening for all of us. They are coordinated by the ITU, UNEC, and UN Habitat, and different other UN bodies, and they work, of course, with digitalization and public procurement with digitalization. Main takeaways from their presentations: they have created a lot of good documents that we actually can distribute maybe through the secretariat. Three takeaways: mainstreaming accessible, human-centered design, data-driven, and open approaches in public procurement is key. Investing in cross-functional teams and use data and data collection as a tool to drive it further. And not only focusing on procuring innovation, but procuring innovatively.